by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Top three stories here for you. President Biden has gone ahead and announced $60 million in aid to over to Puerto Rico. This is in recovery efforts from Hurricane Fiona. So Hurricane Fiona hit, what, a couple weeks ago? They still have a 120,000 Puerto Ricans who are without power over there. And so President Biden was surveying the damage of Puerto Rico today. He's expected to go to Florida and survey some damage after that. So I'm not sure if that's something where he'd be meeting Governor DeSantis with. My guess is this is probably going to be the situation where they will work together with that. So, but I guess we'll see what happens with it overall. Continue on here, other top three stories. The Nord Stream pipeline. This is the one that was damaged in the war with Ukraine, and you got Russians blaming Ukrainians and others blaming Russia and saying that they sabotaged it on purpose and all this other stuff. Well, no matter what it was, there was a leak. It was damaged. Now it is officially not damaged. The leak has been stopped up. And finally, the Dow jumping up 800 points today in a nice rebound. As it, they had a rebound two sessions ago and then dropped even more the next session than what it had rebounded by. Well, this one right here has rebounded by about the same as what it fell on Friday. So that's pretty good. Then, so those are your top three stories right here on Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. An update on Hurricane Ian. Five county schools still remain closed with no reopen date set. This would include Charlotte, DeSoto, Hardy, Lee, and Sarasota counties. They're closed until further notice, according to Education Commissioner Manny Diaz. And, a lot of the information, a lot of the stuff that's coming out of that area shows that, I mean, my goodness, they're still doing rescue efforts right now. You know, they're still doing rescue efforts, not even cleanup at this. I mean, they're starting to do cleanup in some places, but in other places, they're still just trying to do rescues. So it's not even ready to, get back to school. So that's one of the things going on. The other update, $1.6 billion. Hurricane Ian, so far, there's been 35,500 claims just in the past 24 hours. 500 total. There's already over 220,000, and it has over $1.6 billion in losses. And of course, that, I mean, that comes out, you know, just a few days after the storm has left. You know that there's going to be a lot more. There's going to be a lot more claims coming in the coming weeks, and probably even months. So that would be, we'll have to, I don't know, we'll have to watch that. Remember, this is one that President Biden said it could be the most expensive hurricane in Florida history. And so we'll keep watching those claims as they continue to come through. You know, I was looking at this before and trying to look at it. The most expensive hurricane ever was actually Hurricane Katrina still, just because of all that flood damage. And then Hurricane Harvey ended up being next. Maria, third, Sandy, and then Ida. That rounded out the top five for most expensive hurricanes. So Hurricane Michael was, I believe it's in the top 10. Yep, it's 10th. So Hurricane Michael ended up being 10th most expensive hurricane overall. But you had hurricanes like Hurricane Andrew that hit. That was a Florida hurricane. I believe Hurricane Ida was a hurricane, was one, Hurricane Ivan. So we've, yeah, there's a bunch of them all on that list right there that are Florida hurricanes. Okay, what else with Hurricane Ian? The other update, sad story here. As of today, the number of people killed by Hurricane Ian has risen to at least 100. At least 54 people died in Lee County alone, and that was, the previous number is 42, and they bumped it up to 54 today. There's 24 deaths recorded in Charlotte County. That went up from 12. 8 people in Collier County, 5 in Volusia, 3 in Sarasota County, 2 in Manatee County, 1 in Polk, Lake, Hendry, and Hillsborough counties. 4 other people have died in storm-related incidents in North Carolina as well. So, oh my goodness, just terrible right there. Over 100 individuals. And then finally, and I want to talk more about this right after traffic on the fives, but Governor DeSantis was asked a question by a reporter at one point and cut them off for trying to politicize the hurricane response. I want to talk about that right after traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Roadways are checking and clear right now, Bobby. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays. Looking good on Pine Forest, Blue Angel, Lillian Highway in Fairfield, as well as Davis Highway, north and southbound lanes throughout Pensacola. Looking good. If you see something else slowing you down on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line. 850-2626-111. This traffic update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. They are big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That number is 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. There is, let me get to this story about Governor DeSantis. So a reporter was talking to him and basically brought this up, and this was earlier in the week. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell said today she acknowledged concerns about Florida's, as it was said, lax response to the storm so far, and then she got cut off. So basically she's saying lax response to the storm so far. Governor DeSantis cuts her off. Whoa, give me a break. That's nonsense. Stop politicizing, okay? Stop it. We declared a state of emergency when this thing wasn't even formed. We've had people in there. We've had counties that have done a lot of hard work, and honestly, you're trying to attack me? I get it, but you're attacking these other people who've worked very hard, and that's just totally nonsense. So it does get into this. There was one of the top stories I had seen the day after Hurricane Ian had landed, like, and everybody's trying to deal with Hurricane Ian, like, aftermath and just kind of the shock of it, of the extent of the storm and the extent of the flood damage and the storm surge. While we're all trying to like be in shock, I see this story from Associated Press. Study finds that climate change added 10% to Ian's rainfall. And that was my first reaction. Oh, good, going to go ahead and politicize this, are we? Well, I mean, the waters haven't even receded yet. The waters hadn't even receded yet. And the Associated Press looking to politicize this. Don't forget about climate change, the number one threat to humanity. We need to have all of our tax dollars going and fighting this like the Biden administration's doing. See? See, instead of Biden worrying about inflation, instead of Biden worrying about businesses going out of business, instead of Biden worrying about gas prices going through the roof, he's worried about climate change. And see, this is evidence of why this is important. If we just spent more money fighting climate change, then climate change wouldn't have added 10% to Ian's rainfall. I mean, after all, that's what they're saying here. By not saying it, they're saying it. They don't have to say it. They're headlined the article that goes in here today, Thursday's research, which was not peer reviewed. Oh, okay. it just goes on and says the real storm was 10% wetter than the storm could have been, according to the co-author. And what they're saying, because he said could have been, might have been, in other words, if we just did enough. And that's when it becomes political. Because politically speaking, there are those that believe that we can do things financially to reverse the effects of climate change. And then there's people who politically say, no, we can't. Mother Nature's more powerful than the American government. And it just goes back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. But it was politicized. And so there's parties who are constantly looking at ways of making this political. Now, that being said, I will defend it in one aspect. The whole point of politics is, what is the role of government in dealing with things? What is the role of government in dealing with life events? And so when you look at it like that, everything is political. And saying don't politicize it is kind of hard to do. But what Governor DeSantis's point was is, you're trying to make up something political. You're trying to say we had lax response, and that's a lie. And that is. So I guess in his aspect of, you're trying to politicize it, which is the typical over-exaggerating hubris that's done to try to make it sound like I could have done a better job than you. Well, then, yeah, that needs to stop. That needs to stop in general, not just after natural disasters or any other kind of disaster. That being said, I also saw the politicization of hurricane relief. I immediately saw multiple articles coming out going, I wonder if Governor DeSantis is still going to be against hurricane relief now. After all, he was against hurricane relief for Hurricane Sandy. And then I started seeing other articles going, DeSantis and Marco Rubio were both against funding Hurricane Sandy. I wonder if they feel the same now that it's hit their state. And it's just all this politicization. Marco Rubio, for example, has come right out already and said he will vote against hurricane relief if it contains pork in it, pork spending, which is why he turned down the Hurricane Sandy spending, is because it had pork barrel spending in it. So he went on and said on CNN over the weekend, sure, I will fight against it having pork if it has pork in it. We shouldn't have that in there because it undermines the ability to come back and do this in the future. I think disaster relief is something we shouldn't play around with. And most people would agree with that. It's just they don't get into the details about why they turned down the bill. It's because of the extra stuff that was in it. We've seen our very own congressman here in the panhandle, Matt Gaetz, voting no on certain bills that you're like, what? Why is he voting no on that? And then when you find out from him, it's because of the pork spending, the extra stuff that was in it. It made it a corrupt bill. It was no longer a pure bill. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in on this, text 850-437-1620.
Hey, feeling good, like I should.
Breast Cancer of Pensacola is October 29th at Seville Square. You're invited to walk in the walk, raise the funds, bring your friends and family. and celebrate with survivors. Registration activities begin at 8 a.m. Walk is at 9 a.m. Register today on our website, newsradio923.com.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. Governor Ron DeSantis says statewide recovery efforts are continuing today in the wake of Hurricane Ian.
So far, we've had more than 1,900 rescues, and the USAR teams with more than 1,000 personnel have gone door to door to 65 different structures.
And the good news, the governor says right now 95% of Floridians do have power. There's still about 600,000 people who don't. And the governor credited first responders and thanked nonprofits for stepping up and helping. Postal workers from New York and New Jersey being accused of an expensive identity theft scheme. The Department of Justice says two postal employees have been arrested for stealing credit cards in the mail and using them at high-end stores in New York City and New Jersey, added up to over $1 million. And Bobby, bad news as we get closer to Thanksgiving. Apparently, there's a looming butter shortage. I hate to say that. According to the Wall Street Journal, limited milk production and staffing issues have resulted in the lowest butter inventory since 2017. I hate to think we'll have to use margarine.
No margarine.
Yeah, can't do that.
I think, no, can't do that. And it'll be a, I think this is, but butter can just come from milk, but you're saying there's a milk shortage or something going on.
Well, there's limited staffing apparently at the butter factories, or limited supplies and milk. I mean,
you just go get some heavy cream. Have you ever done that before? You got heavy cream and you put it in like in a jar and you shake it and make your own butter.
No, I've never tried that.
Yeah, you just get heavy cream, add some salt to it, just shake it, and it turns into butter.
Huh?
So you're good. There you go. You're all set. You're fine.
See, the supply chain is going to turn us all, revert us all back into the 1800s. We're all going to be out there churning our own butter.
And we can't have that. All right, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Roadways are checking in clear, really not showing anything to slow you down. Checking in clear on Highway 90 throughout Milton and Pace with no major slowdowns. Also looking good on I-10 and I-110. On Davis Highway, you have your everyday afternoon slowdowns at University Parkway. But other than that, looking good. And you'll see some slight delays on Airport if you're moving westbound towards Davis as well as Brent Lane. See something else, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, coming up here next, I saw an article about Amazon, the online marketplace. So Amazon's got a couple of lawsuits that they're fighting pertaining to antitrust, meaning they're becoming a monopoly. And I was like, but are they really? I mean, you could buy a lot of things online without having to go through Amazon. However, there are some new statistics that kind of surprised me. That's next to share with you on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Amazon has a bunch of lawsuits that are going on, just kind of quiet lawsuits pertaining to antitrust, meaning they're a monopoly and they are cutting out competition with their practices and business models. And I was like, they're not really a monopoly. There's literally thousands of websites you can buy stuff from online. And so that's not really a monopoly, right? When you got lots of competition out there. And then I saw this recent poll. Amazon is the go-to internet shopping choice. For the 2022 Amazon Consumer Behavior Report, Feedvisor surveyed over 2,000 consumers, and 87%, nearly 90%, said they are more likely to buy products from Amazon than any other e-commerce site. Nearly 90%. Oh my goodness. And then it goes on and says 52% visit the site one or more times per week, and nearly a third said they frequently purchase the first product listed in Amazon search result pages. Also, Amazon Prime memberships have increased 20% since 2019, and that is not including the surge of those wanting to watch Thursday Night Football. Holy cow. Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Let's go ahead and get a quick update from David Wayne over the newsroom. David?
Well, Bobby, you know, it was a busy weekend for first responders over in Southwest Florida. They were, of course, search and rescues were still ongoing, trying to get supplies to hundreds of thousands of people that still didn't have power. And sometimes it's the small things that can make a day, like a nice hot breakfast. As you might expect, one of the first places that reopened their doors over in that area was Waffle House. Governor Ron DeSantis was there. Actually, I was just watching a video. Governor DeSantis was actually manning the griddle and cooking for first responders that came in for breakfast. This was at a Waffle House in Charlotte County. I got to say, he's got some good griddling skills.
Yeah, does he? Got some good.
Yeah,
he making some pancakes? What was he doing on the griddle?
Oh, he was doing it all. Well, I don't think they do the pancakes there, but he was making the hash browns. He had the two griddle spatulas, flipping them over.
I got that. Getting, okay.
You know, yeah, the whole right. works. So,
all right, that's good. And it's nice to see our government leaders trying to do something to serve the people, right? You know. So positive thing right there to check out. So, all right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let me tell you first about Making Strides Against Breast Cancer. Comes up October 29th at Seville Square. Registration activities begin at 8 a.m. The walk is at 9 a.m. You can register today on our website, newsradio923.com. You're invited to walk the walk, raise funds, and bring your friends and celebrate with survivors. So Make Your Strides Against Breast Cancer comes up October 29th. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We do have slowdowns right now, Bobby, on 98. This is going to be in the in both directions, both the east and westbound lanes, due to an accident. It's slow moving, so keep that in mind. This is going to be right off of the Navarre Beach Causeway. Again, both directions slowing down due to an accident. See something else? Just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. There is top stories on FoxNews.com. Top story is actually Biden says he was sort of raised in a Puerto Rican home. What? So I pulled this up. Biden, who's from Delaware, who's not Latino, says apparently he was raised around Puerto Ricans at home politically. What? Okay. He says, we have a very large Puerto Rican population in Delaware. I was sort of raised in a Puerto Rican community at home politically. We came here for a long time as part of both business and pleasure. I'm committed to this island. Okay. So, I guess he's gotten, I don't know. Like hardly anything he says when he doesn't read the teleprompter. I just don't want to pay attention to it. But he was there surveying the damage from Hurricane Fiona, which hit a couple of weeks ago. There's still a lot of people without power and everything over there. And he's committed $60 million of relief to help Puerto Rico recover. Other stories on FoxNews.com. First on Fox, Stacey Abrams, running mate Charlie Bailey, was charged with a DUI. I was like, what? So Stacey Abrams, you know, she's the person who she ran for governor in the past. She ran for Senate. She ran for attorney general in 2018. I mean, so she ran for all these. Well, anyway, her running mate, Charlie Bailey, was charged with a DUI. I pulled the story up because at first I was like, what in the world? Back in 2011. He pled down to reckless driving, was sentenced to 12 months probation. And I was like, okay. I actually, when I read the headline on Fox, my first thought was he was just pulled over for DUI, like during the campaign. I was like, well, in one aspect, you're thinking your campaign is over now. your running mate just got a DUI. But then I thought, but it could probably recover because this is Stacey Abrams, and I could totally see her beating down this dude for getting a DUI during their campaign. And if that video went viral, then her campaign would be fine. But no, this happened back in 2011. The other top stories on FoxNews.com is Elon Musk enrages Ukraine over poll tweet on the Kremlin invasion. So apparently he put out a thing just saying Ukraine-Russia peace. Redo elections of annexed regions under UN supervision. Russia leaves if that is the will of the people. In other words, he's saying the parts of Ukraine that Russia is saying last week that they were annexing, he's saying have elections and let the people decide if they want to be annexed by Russia. Number two, Crimea should be formally part of of Russia. It has been since 1783 until Khrushchev's mistake. Number three, water supply to Crimea assured. And number four, Ukraine remains neutral. And he said that would be the Ukraine-Russian peace agreement. And I guess 63% of the respondents voted no on that. So there you go. Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross. Let's get Bobby's brain teases.
What?
It's Bobby's brain teases.
July is the deadliest month at hospitals because it's when new medical school graduates become residents and last year's residents take on new duties. So no one knows exactly what they're doing just yet. The Dukes of Hazzard was based off a movie called Moonrunners that also had Waylon Jennings as the narrator. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.